Thank you for joining us today on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM for our technology news update. Today's update is about the memory mirrors, which was recently introduced at Neiman Marcus. In today's report, one of our news reporters, Carly Cohen, visited Neiman Marcus to try out the memory mirrors, and we have a short introduction by the inventor of the memory mirrors, Mr. Salvador Nisi Wilkowski.
So basically, we like to call it the memory mirror. The idea was a mirror that can remember you, that you can stand in front of it and try some outfits, and then you can try another outfit, and then you can just replay it in an easy way.
How did your company start working with Neiman Marcus?
One of the best partners, Scott, the head of innovation in Neiman Marcus, said the memory mirror is not a one-trick pony. This is a platform that we can use in different ways with different customers. So at Neiman Marcus, we're working very closely with the iLab, the innovation lab. In the last year, it started with bringing them a mirror, and we started to brainstorm with all the departments to try to decide what will be the best to start with.
I am Carly Cohen, a KZSU news reporter and a freshman at Stanford University. I recently tested out the memory mirror on the second floor of Neiman Marcus at the Stanford Mall. I'm here to share with you my experience in trying the mirror, and I would like to thank everyone at Neiman Marcus who made this possible. The memory mirror pitches itself as the mirror that remembers you, and I have to say it really does follow through on providing a much more personalized shopping experience. However, when I went to try these mirrors at Neiman Marcus, I was first struck with the thought that these were not mirrors at all. To me, it was abundantly clear that the screen I twirled in front of was a product of the video camera watching me. A high-quality video for sure, but still a video. While I might have advertised the video component a little more strongly, I still found the features of the memory mirrors completely helpful in advance. I had a great time testing out two of the mirror's features. First, the split screen. With this, I could record multiple videos in different outfits and display them side by side on the mirror. While this alone was pretty cool, what really made the memory mirror stand out to me was its sharing abilities. You could send the videos via text or email with total ease. I tried it out. The photos were in my inbox within seconds. I found this feature to be so helpful because how often do we really buy things without first seeking the approval of our friends or family? The memory mirror cuts out the need for poor quality, weirdly angled photos and allows a full 360-degree view of the outfit you are trying on. Now, the next feature I tried out was the mirror's delay function. This basically asks you to walk in front of the mirror and spin around for a few seconds, and it will play it back to you. If you're looking to see every angle of your outfit on, this is the way to go. The mirror delay feature doesn't have the same sharing capabilities as the split screen, but you could send yourself the video via text. It seemed to me its intent is definitely more for more personal use. Overall, I think the memory mirror streamlines a lot of the sharing that takes place in a dressing room. It takes what most young shoppers already do, sending pictures of outfits for approval, and increases the quality of the images or videos we send. The easy sharing and viewing makes the entire shopping experience more personalized as well as more social. If I were to use these mirrors on a regular basis, my friends would definitely know about it.
We also asked Mr. Wilkowski whether he thinks men will be interested in using the memory mirrors.
We see men that come with their wives to shop in the department of ladies. They are really curious about the memory mirror, and they explore it and try to see how it works, and actually helping also to the ladies, and they're really, really into it. So, of course, we see a lot of usage also for men, some of them coming from other departments to record themselves as well.
Thank you for joining us today for KZSU's Technology News Update, and we would like to thank our guest, Mr. Salvador Nisi Wilkowski, who invented the memory mirror, and we would also like to thank everyone at Neiman Marcus who made our reporter's trip to Neiman Marcus at the Stanford Mall possible. If you would like to download today's news report, please download it from our website, moderntechnews.com. That's moderntechnews.com. And please follow the link to Technology News.